नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
अ वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग, योर डेली कंपेनियन साशा इज ऑन लीव, सो हियर आई एम विद द स्टोरीज यू शुड चेक आउट बिफोर स्टार्टिंग योर डे। The campaigning for the Karnataka elections have come to an end. It is a campaign which the state has never seen before. While the Congress party put in all their efforts to defend the government, the BJP unleashed Modi magic to overthrow the Siddaramaiah government. Who will win Karnataka? What would be the role of Janata Dal United? What would be the role of Janata Dal Secular? All eyes are now on Saturday when the polling takes place. The BJP has refused to support alliance partner PDP's call for a unilateral ceasefire in Kashmir during Ramzan. This comes a day after the Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti said all the mainstream parties had agreed on the move. The BJP said such a ceasefire would go against the national interest and could wash away the army's effort in the valley. Today is the key meeting in the collegium where the top five judges of the country are expected to decide whether or not to recommend the name of Justice K.M. Joseph for elevation to the Supreme Court again. This comes after the senior most judge of the Supreme Court, Justice Jasti Chalameshwar, wrote a letter to the Chief Justice asking him to re-recommend Justice Joseph. And staying with the Supreme Court, the Apex Court has reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions challenging the constitutional validity of Aadhaar. The judgment was reserved after a marathon hearing which went on for 38 days spanning over 4 months. A girl student who had to remove her innerwear to appear for NEET on May 6 has filed a police complaint alleging that an external observer had looked at her inappropriately. Based on her complaint, a case has been registered under Section 509, which pertains to eve teasing. That's all we have for the day. For more, log on to news18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.